All the tea that my creepy heart desires. Lapsang, souchong, oolong, or maybe pu'er, tasting of hay, of smoke, of the sun rising in pine forests, but I could be wrong. There was that time I awoke in a room by a lake far away from you, and outside my window the fog hung heavy as smoke. I drank tea to warm up, curled under a blanket or two, and I thought of writing you a letter, of putting in words everything I felt was true. I wondered if you ever thought just forget her, maybe as you drank a cup of Earl Grey, but no, you always liked a psalm better. And I got so sad that I spent the day not writing you a letter, steeping in memory, drinking cup after cup, thinking of what not to say. But I was wrong then. You called me up, said you missed me, and forgetting I wasn't home, put water on for tea. The other side of this is still here. Thinking it will help, we take the word down to its roots. Hope, the greatest good, we live in the best of all possible worlds, and good will ultimately prevail. But in our minds, we think in statistics, in the nightmare we had last night, in the reports read in staccato voices, sounding of the middle of the country. We dream of the lake we knew as children, the water so cold that we thought we'd shiver right out of our skin, and how we haven't been back there in years, always saying soon, soon, next time, next year, next summer. And then we become unsure if we even remember the sound of the waves, right? But we still have that soon in our mulls, soon, 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 soon. We talk ourselves out of so many things, the hopes we kept as children, the thoughts we have upon waking, but in there we sometimes remember a voice and we want to yell. We are here, we are listening, we are hoping for words. Tell us that there is something, tell us that there is someone, and still I want to tell you that optimism is waking up and realizing that you are somewhere near.